Italy's election results. Holy cannoli.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. And stock markets around the world are falling this morning after Italian voters went to the polls and gave the country, the world's eighth largest economy, a dose of political uncertainty. No political party won a clear majority in parliament. The BBC's Mark Duff is with us from Milan with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so what, if anything, was the message from voters?
Italians today are waking up to a back to the future scenario in which Italian politics is synonymous with weakness, with instability, with short-term coalitions, and all the uncertainty that that brings, not just to Italy, but to the bigger world outside, particularly with the Eurozone economies. What Italians have done is snub their noses at the message that's been coming to them from outside. Whilst the outside world, people in Brussels, in New York, in Washington, have been singing the praises of Mario Monti and his fellow Italian, Mario Draghi, who's head of the European Central Bank, Italians are saying they've had enough of austerity because unemployment has been rising. Ordinary families are finding it hard just to make ends meet. And that is the clearest message to take away from a very unclear election outcome.
And in terms of next steps, I assume that one possibility is that we end up with what happened in Greece, which is another election.
That is a distinct possibility. Last night, the people on the centre-left, the Partito Democratico, were already beginning to resign themselves to the possibility of an early election. Today, the voices that are coming out now are talking about reflection. Silvio Berlusconi himself, who's not known for holding back, has said that, you know, for the sake of Italy, everyone needs to reflect on what is best for the country going forward. So I think it's a bit too soon to say there's definitely going to be another election. But just looking at the figures, this does not look like a workable democracy.
The BBC's Mark Duff in Milan. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy. Nice to talk to you.